Afterward, 1 year later. Whenever I watch a cooking show where a celebrity chef like Gordon Ramsay visits a struggling restaurant to make over the place and its menu, I'm always a little disappointed when the show doesn't revisit the same restaurant a year or two after the episode is shot. In the shows that do, it's usually hit or miss. About half the time the restaurant thrives, and the other half of the time it either reverts to the way it operated before or goes under. Although the transformation always makes for good TV, it often doesn't last. My year-long experiment finished up on May 1st, 2014, and I'm writing these words on May 20th, 2015, more than a full year after it ended. If I were listening to an audiobook like this one, I would ask the same question that I do after a cheesy cooking show. Did the changes stick? Or did this productivity guy simply go back to the way he worked before? The answer, put simply, is that the changes stuck. Every single one of them. My favorite part of my year-long productivity project was how I actually got to experiment with everything I read about, to filter out what worked from what didn't. To put it bluntly, about half of the quick tips and productivity hacks I encountered didn't work. And as you might have guessed, those usually didn't make it into the book. Pretty much everyone wants to get more work done every day and have more time to do things that are meaningful and impactful. Quick productivity hacks are sexy, but they're the fad diets of the workplace. While you may lose a bit of water weight in the first few weeks, you won't accomplish anything real over the long haul. That takes work. While some of the tactics in this book are on the easier side, most of them take more time, attention, and energy than a simple productivity hack. But they work. And because I value my productivity so much, I've stuck with them. They will work for you too, but you have to step up. I'm not some self-help guru by any stretch of anyone's imagination. But this much is inescapable. If you want to make the jump from the romantic idea of becoming more productive to actually accomplishing more on a daily basis, you have to put in the effort. As I've done my best to make clear, productivity is made up of three things: time, attention, and energy. And I believe strongly that the greatest leaders in the knowledge economy will be the ones who combine all three better than anyone else. People like Marie Curie, Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein, Jane Goodall, and Steve Jobs all willed into existence some of the most brilliant ideas and inventions humanity has seen. And they have had the exact same 24 hours every day that we do. The difference between them and everyone else, and between the corporate vice president and the employees who work for her, isn't how much time they have every day. It's that they know how to effectively manage their time, attention, and energy, and constantly make an effort to spend each more deliberately. Just as this has been the case in the past, this will be the case in the future. The future will be carved out by the people who combine all three ingredients of productivity to work more deliberately than everyone else. Acknowledgements. I have a confession to make. I hardly ever read the acknowledgement sections of books. But as I wrote The Productivity Project, I quickly realized how special the acknowledgement section is. Over the last couple of years, an incredible number of people have been instrumental in making this book a reality. They deserve the gratitude of 1,000 pages. First, thank you to Roger Scholl, my editor, who believed in this book from the start and gave me the freedom to make 1,000 changes along the way. When I started researching the book writing process, I slightly freaked out about how difficult publishers and editors could be to work with. Every single person I worked with at Penguin Random House contradicted that, including Roger. Roger is one of the kindest people I've met. He put up with all of my annoying questions during the writing process and made this book infinitely better. A huge thank you also to Ayelet Gruenspecht, Megan Parrott, Campbell Wharton, and Owen Haney for their hand in marketing this book, and to Tina Constable for publishing this book. I couldn't imagine a better team to work on this project with. Of course, I didn't simply walk into Random House Tower in New York and drop my book proposal down with a big clunk on Roger's desk. My agent, Lucinda Blumenfeld, did that, and this book wouldn't exist without her, either. Lucinda was by my side on this project from its inception through its completion, and I couldn't have asked for a better or more helpful partner. Over the last couple of years, Lucinda has become more than just a trusted business partner. She's become someone who deeply cares about me and my career, and even more, a good friend. Thank you, Lucinda. Also, sorry I wouldn't stop rambling on about how beautiful the universe is when you and David took me out for dinner. One of the questions my girlfriend, Arden, gets asked when her friends hear about my project is, how the heck did you put up with his weird experiments? A lot of people thought I was crazy when I started my project, but Arden didn't, and she supported me from the very first day, even though she probably shouldn't have. I can say with certainty that my project and this book would not have happened without her. This book is hers as much as it is mine. Thank you, Arden. To Victoria Klassen and Louise Jorgensen for your help in the research process for this book. Thank you. Any mistakes in these chapters are my own. I've included a few on purpose to see if you'll catch them. To everyone who helped out with AYOP, usually for free, without asking for anything in return, because they wanted to help me create something neat. That includes Jim Reel, Chris O'Gorman, Todd Lukasavich, and Phil Cole for helping me flesh out the initial idea for my project, Samuel Caron, Alexandre Desjardins, and Carlos Lopez of Etc. Productions for creating the ending video for AYOP, Ryan Wang, Zach Lovett, and Chris Sove for helping me design, animate, and program my New Year's Resolutions guidebook at alifeofproductivity.com/resolutions. Beverly Mitchell and Ryan Wilfong for helping out with my site. Rachel Cavan and Jenny Beharry for helping me with my body fat experiment. Aaron Murphy for taking pictures for articles. And finally, to everyone who pitched in to my project. When I started my project, I had a feature on my site where readers could pitch in if they found what I made valuable. For those who did, thank you. To everyone else who supported me on a personal level along the way, including my sister Emily, my parents Colleen and Glenn, Dan Trevisanuto, Steve and Helene Nordstrom, Mary, Des, and Harry in Dublin, John Kropp, and Andrew Payer, thank you. To you, for picking up this audiobook, taking the time to listen to what I wrote, and for staying curious right to the very end. You're awesome, and I hope you never change. And finally, to everyone in my Camp Quality tribe, in particular, Matthew Perkins, every single camper, and the camp counselors who return year after year, dedicating themselves to an incredible community of people without asking for a single thing in return. You inspire me, and I could not have written this book without that inspiration. This book is for you. We hope you've enjoyed our presentation of The Productivity Project, Accomplishing More by Managing Your Time, Attention, and Energy, by Chris Bailey. Performed by the author. Directed by Sandra Burr. Engineered by Patrick Murdoch. Performance, copyright 2015 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.